Okay, the House Committee on Revenue will come to order. My name is Phil Barnhart. I have conferred with Representative Berger, the co-chair, and it was agreed that I would chair this meeting this morning. Paul?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, welcome to the 2011 session. I'm sure it'll be an interesting one. You have before you your rules that have come to us from the chief clerk, and they are exactly the same as the rules from the 09 session, with the exception of the insertion of co-chairs and co-speakers. So that's the only substantive change. I'll just mention a couple of things, especially for those of you on the committee last session. A quorum, of course, now is 5 instead of 6, so with that you're down to an 8-member committee. Another issue that often comes up, but that's we practice in recent sessions, is number 7 on your list of rules, and that's when you carry over a bill. Oftentimes we'll get in a situation where we've more testimony than expected, or the bills are taking longer, and what we can do in that case is we're not subject to the 72-hour notification if we haven't posted a bill for the next day. The chairs can carry that over and to the next meeting, but they just have to make that announcement publicly during the meeting. And when it's carried over, it has to be carried over in the same form. In other words, if it's a public hearing only, then it can only be carried over as a public hearing to the next meeting. And, of course, for the Revenue Committee, that's particularly important because you're scheduled to meet 5 days a week. So we'll be in that situation more than most committees. The other issue that I wanted to bring up was on 18, the next to last item there. This has come up and was formally enforced in the last session particularly, and will be continued, and that is that in order for the committee to report out a bill, we need to have legislative council amendments that need to be before you, but also a fiscal and revenue impact. Of course, for this committee, you'll have a revenue impact. I mean, that's virtually guaranteed, but there are times when we'll have a fiscal impact on a previous amendment, for example, but not on the particular one that you're voting on. So sometimes that can slow the process, and we'll work with fiscal as much as we can on that to make sure you have it in front of you. But that's been kind of a source of slowing things down a bit, particularly when you get toward the end of the deadline for considering bills in the first chamber.
Great.
So those are the points I thought I'd bring up in the rules.
Okay. This is the time now for questions and discussion. Let me note that Representative Bailey has joined us by telephone and is on the conference call, so he'll be able to hear what we all have to say.
You ready for a motion on the rules?
I think so. Representative Brewer, did you have a motion?
I do. I move adoption of the rules as presented to the committee.
Representative Brewer moves the adoption of the rules as presented to the committee. Any further discussion? Any objection to the motion? Representative Bailey?
No objection.
No objection. So let the record note that the motion is carried. The rules passed unanimously of those members present. Next item on the agenda, introduction of members and staff. Shall we start with, it says members, so we'll start with members. Representative Wand, do you want to start? And we'll just go around the podium.
Sure. I'm Matthew Wand from Troutdale. My district covers Troutdale, Fairview, Wood Village, Rockwood, and a couple of neighborhoods of North Gresham. And excited to be here.
Wonderful.
I'm Sarah Gelser, the representative from Philomath and Corvallis in the Greater Beaver Nation area. This is the beginning of my 5th consecutive year serving on the Revenue Committee, so I think I consider myself now a revenue junkie. I'm here to stay, and I'm glad to be back and get a chance to meet new members and work with those that I've been with before.
Excellent. I'm Katie Air Brewer, and I'm from House District 29. My district includes downtown Hillsborough, all of Cornelius and Forest Grove, which is all in western Washington County. And this is my first day on the Revenue Committee. Excited about it and looking forward to doing some good work for the state.
Vicki Berger, this is my, I got you beat. You got 5 years, Representative Gelser. I have starting my fifth term on the Revenue Committee. I never in my wildest imaginings thought that I would hear so much from economists, and I never imagined that I'd understand it. And in, and in a meeting the other day, a young man who I'd never met before was speaking, and I looked at him and I said, "You were trained in economics, weren't you?" And he goes, "Yeah, it was my degree. I pegged it." So I'm beginning to think like one. It's a scary thought. I love this stuff, tax policy. It is mind-bending and difficult, challenging, and at the heart of government. And I am just really privileged to be here. As always, and particularly working with Representative Barnhart in this interesting model we're going forward. And I know this staff to be the just superb, every one of them, and I'm looking forward to a really interesting session.
Wonderful. My name is Phil Barnhart. I represent a bit of East Eugene and Central Lane and Linn counties, several other smaller cities, farmland, some sheep raisers, some farm lot owners, and it's a wonderful district because I think it's a microcosm of Oregon, and it gets me involved in pretty much all the issues that Oregonians have to deal with. I laugh when Representative Berger talks about the peculiar brain it takes to be a longstanding member of this committee. I haven't been on it nearly as long as she has. I'm beginning my sixth term in the House, but this is only my fourth term on the beginning of my fourth term on the Revenue Committee itself. I was on in 2003 and then again in 2007 and 2009. I also discovered, even though I don't have any training particularly in this area, that the peculiarities of the things that the economists talk about have started to make sense, and I find it both fascinating and I don't remember the language you used, Representative, but also understand that it's utterly critical for the operation of our state, for funding public services, and for us to get the tax code set up in a way that's fair, that leads to voluntary compliance on the part of the vast majority of taxpayers is a goal that I think that I certainly aspire to, and I think many other, perhaps all other members of the committee aspire to as well. I'm also want to note that the staff in this committee is top notch. It's always been wonderful to work with you all. You teach me something new every single day, and I love it. And I'm also looking very much forward to working with my friend, Representative Berger, in this new experiment. We'll see how it goes.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
We're not concerned.
Yeah. Representative Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Jules Bailey. I have the honor of representing House District 42 in Northeast Portland. This is my second term on revenue, and it's an honor to be back and working with these co-chairs.
Thank you.
I'm Representative Cliff Benz, District 60, which is the largest in space district, 26,000 square miles. Very happy to be back for what is my fourth year on this committee. It gets all confusing with these. I'm not sure if they were even year sessions or what they really were, but I was here, and great fun. I too want to compliment the staff. I'm very happy to get to come back and work with the staff. I have noticed, though, that it's true that you can line up all the economists and they still can't reach a conclusion. I've noticed that number works here.
Too many hands.
But I'm very much looking forward to participating in what will be a most interesting session.
Thank you. Paul, do you want to introduce the staff, or how do you want to do it?
I can do that, Mr. Chair. First of all, we're very happy you're back. So it gets lonely around here without you, so we're glad you're back. Legislative Revenue Office. A couple things about us. We are organized so that we serve both House and Senate committees, and so we will work with the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee, who you'll meet with occasionally, and also the bills will come through both committees. I'm the Legislative Revenue Officer, have been so since 1999, and our staff is here. Mazen Malik is one of our senior economists. So Mazen, if you look on our public finance basic facts document that we just came off the printer last night, you can see where our economists' areas of expertise is. So Mazen, you can see, for example, those transportation, bond finance, excise taxes, lottery bonds, so forth. So that will give you a sense of the expertise of each of the economists in the areas that they cover. Chris Allenack is our other senior economist. Chris does all of our income tax stuff, so he has been very busy the last couple sessions. Our other two economists, Day Beck. Day is here. Day has moved over to do school finance, which Steve Meyer did for us for many, many years, and also does things like employment taxes. He'll do cigarette taxes, those areas. And then our newest member is Christine Broniak. Christine has come to us from the Fish and Wildlife Department. This is her first session with us. She will be working in the property tax area and also some local government issues around excise taxes and fees. So that's our lineup. Corinne Gavette is our office manager, and Corinne is sitting in as committee assistant today. But during the session, we have session staff that comes and works with us, and Carol Phillips will be your committee assistant during the regular session. Carol has been with us, at least four sessions going back to the 90s. So we're very happy to have Carol back, and we're kind of the beneficiaries of the weak economy. We get people coming back. So we're very happy about that, and we're very pleased you're here, and we're looking forward to a fun, productive session.
Thank you.
The other thing I might add is about this document. This is something we put out every session for you. We just try to throw everything together and keep track of things on a historical basis. You can see the index there on the first page, inside the first page. Those are the issues that are covered. We try to do some overview stuff, but one of the things I've found is there's not a lot of history in terms of data, particularly on the fiscal issues, revenue, and budget. So we try to compile all this together. I think sometimes that gives you a lot better perspective on things when you can see how they've evolved over time and how things have changed in terms of the revenue structure, in terms of the particular revenue items. And you can see that we have the major taxes covered, such as property tax, estate tax, school finance, and so forth. So we're hoping this will be a good background source for you. And one of the things that I'll just add or point out is that if you look on the page B5 and 6, oftentimes people that are looking for changes in the revenue system, this is the first table to go to. So we have these are just kind of generic questions we get on tax reductions and tax increases. And that's, of course, any specific bill would have a lot more specific components to it. But this kind of gives you some ballpark numbers to start looking at. And these have all been updated just the last couple of weeks. So we find that as a useful starting point for people that are looking at some of the big issues.
If Mr. Chair, if you'll allow me, for the new members, when I first came on this committee, I'd have questions, and I'd call Paul and say, Paul, what about this? And Paul would start each sentence with, well, Representative, on page XYZ of the basic facts, you'll find. Now, he's patient and kind, and he will say that so gently. So feel free to do the same, but you will find that a lot of basic questions, well, how did we get here, questions, or what's the sort of broad outline of this, is in this document. It's my Bible. I've been hounding Paul. When are we going to get a new basic back? When are we going to get a new feel free to call him, but be prepared to hear. Now, if you look on page, you know, it says, and then he'll expound and give you even more information because there's a ton in his head.
All right. Other comments before we adjourn this morning? I would simply note that I have a really hard time keeping track of piles of paper. My filing system is never very good, and actually finding it again is difficult. But this is on the web page. I see there's a link on the front here, and I assume you go to the usual spot for publications for the Legislative Revenue Office. The legislature's website is not well set up. You will have to learn it if you haven't already learned it, in order to navigate it. I'm hoping that we get that fixed soon, but there's no guarantees given that how broke we are in terms of being able to pay for these things. But once you've learned how to navigate the documents for Legislative Revenue Office are pretty easy to find, and the titles are pretty explanatory. And I find myself going there all the time. I will lose this probably within half an hour, but I will always be able to find the document on the website. Yes, Representative Berger.
Before we close, I'm new to sitting in this chair, and so a couple of things I'd like to kind of bring forward. And I haven't previously discussed this with Phil, but he and I will be working together proactively in this co-governance model, and I know I speak for him when I say, if you have issues or problems, please come to us.
Yeah.
We don't want any surprises around unhappy committee members on either process issues,
yeah,
how things are conducted, the flow of information to you, whatever it is. Come to us, one, either. That's our job, is to make this committee move well. And the last thing we want is unhappy people we didn't even know they were unhappy. We may not be able to solve all problems, but we'll sure work on them.
Yeah.
And also, you need to know that I like a committee that starts on time. And if 8 is too just not workable for too many of you, and 8:15 is, that's fine if we can find the time, or 8:30. But when a committee, I'm one of those sort of, when a committee says 8, the gavel comes down, and Phil has been that way on this committee, and I appreciate that. And for those in back there, I loathe cell phones. You'll have a really unhappy co-chair if cell phones go off around here with me. I will give you the look.
The look.
That's all I got, is the look. But you'll get it. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you,
Chair.
Representative Berger. Thank you very much for those remarks. I think it is very fair to say that we are going to be in contact on a daily basis, talking about the issues involving the committee, maybe some other things too, who knows, Representative Berger and I. And so please feel free to call either of us at any time about any issue. Expect that whatever you say will be shared with the other, especially if it's of any import, because that's what we will do. We've already instructed the staff that anything that either of us say to the staff having to do with the committee operations is shareable with the other co-chair, so that there aren't any secrets. I don't expect there to be anyway, because the nature of the way we've set up the session this year is such that it is going to be impossible for us to get anything done that isn't bipartisan, or maybe even nonpartisan. Maybe that's even a better way to say it. So I expect that some of my favorite things will not come up. I expect that some of your favorite things will not come up. On the other hand, a lot more of them will than you might think at this moment, is my guess. Anything else this morning? We'll be able to get out of here actually ahead of schedule and let the next committee, whoever that may be, meet. And with that, the House Committee on Revenue is adjourned.